cannot allow the patron of a party to the conflict, the patron of the actor that itself violated this international norm, to act with impunity simply because it has that patronage on the Security Council.
We've long expressed, as you know, our deep concerns about violent extremist elements of the opposition, and have been clear we're not going to work with or support them.
I'm getting whiplash trying to figure that first one out. And, of course, that was Samantha Power. She is the American ambassador to the UN. And Jen Psaki, the State Department rep, talking about not supporting violent extremists. Hey, everybody, that's where we're at. Serious, serious, serious. It's the same old, isn't it? But it's something we're very concerned about because the sleeping giant, that means you and me, we have awoken. We are tired of being fed these wars and these situations in the quicksand of the Middle East, aren't we? And many of you are reacting, blowing out the phone line, seriously, of your representatives. Bravo, I say to all of you who realize there is power in numbers and power in people. It is still we the people. It's easy to forget that in frustration and when you're seeing red over yet another stupid law that makes no sense, or the lack of the correct kind of laws, because after all, we only have 15 on the books right now. And that's what we paid for. A lot of things aren't getting done in Washington. Does it mean everybody is lame in Washington? Certainly not. But tell me the ones you think who aren't. So, it looks as though the president, who thought this would be yet another layup, even in getting Congress to back him, might not get that congressional support. In fact, right now, if you polled most people in the House, Democrat or Republican, sure, there would be people that would say yes, like Nancy Pelosi and the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, but then there would be so many more who would say no, like Congressman Michael Grimm, who represents a big district in New York, who at first said yes, but then listened to what the people were telling him, and he said he really couldn't vote yes. He changed his mind. And a lot of lawmakers are changing their minds, and that's because of you. They want to be reelected. They want to do, maybe, the will of the people. The pressure of the people has descended like locusts into their regional offices, and that's what the difference is. So where are we now? The Senate panel backed force in Syria. The measure saying the goal should be to change momentum on the battlefield. The Pentagon is planning more firepower, so there's been a shift in accelerating toward U.S. military action in response to the Assad regime's alleged use of chemical weapons on August 21st. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee passed that resolution saying a goal of the U.S. policy will be to change what's happening on the battlefield, as I just said. So here's what they're talking about. A 60-day limit to launch strikes. A possible 30-day extension if it's determined it's needed. There's a long way to go on this. So what does that mean? Okay. 90-day possibility of lobbing missiles over into Syria. And ultimately, what is it going to do? What's it going to do to change the fates and fortunes of the people there? Honestly. He's not getting the backing of Congress, at least not in the House. If the House doesn't back him up, he doesn't have both chambers. How awkward will that be? Although then, it's typical of the regime. Well, we didn't really mean red line in the sand. Really, it's the world's red line. Well, we didn't really mean that we had to have the backing of Congress. We just thought it would be good to engage them and have them as part of the discussion, the people on the Hill, the legislative branch. So easy to spin that narrative, isn't it? Mm. Hey, coming up this hour, we are going to lighten the load because we do our cheap movie review. And that's in our next segment. We'll tell you what's happening with DVDs. And also, if you want to go to the movies, what's out? This week, I'm going to say it's pretty weak fare. But there are some decent movies that are already there. Closed Circuit, I went to see it last week. I give it a thumbs up. Pretty good. If you get a matinee price, pretty good. If you wait till the Dollar Theater gets it, even better. But it's worth it. It's a good movie to watch. It'll keep you riveted. Kind of wraps in that whole terrorism thing. And the acting, I think, is pretty good. This time around, we'll be looking at movies like Riddick, 36 Saints, and Occupy Wall Street. I thought we were done with that. Sometimes these documentary makers, and I love documentaries, there's a lag time between the event and then when it's all put together on film. That can be good, or it can be a negative. I'm wondering if Occupy Wall Street would really draw a large crowd.
John Stewart was just talking about how that movie he just made kind of comes in a place where it will get smashed by all the serious stuff.
There you go. So, timing is everything, even when you're putting this stuff together. Stewart is pretty funny. He does have some good writers. He's got like 100 writers, I think they were saying. I read it somewhere, it was like 100 writers. That's a big staff. This staff here, America Tonight, what do we have? I think about 7 people. Nathan, what do you think? 7 people? Well, we have the powerful network behind us, so that's a lot of people. But in the immediate vicinity, it would be like 7 people with engineer and others helping on the show and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably about 7.
About right.
Yeah, 7. That's pretty decent. So we're going to do that cheap movie review thing. And if you go to see a movie, by the way, and you send me a review, I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. But give us a few little sentences about it. Somebody sent me a movie review once, and it just said, don't go. Although maybe that was intended, just simple and sweet and to the point. Don't go. I can't even remember the movie now. I think it was one of the George Clooney movies that came out where they said that, and it just made me laugh. Sometimes a few words is probably better. That maybe that would to the administration, that would serve them well to say less and just do. Say less and just do. It's got to be a little awkward at that G20 summit because you have Vladimir Putin and our president there. Of course, there is a chill between them with the war of words happening. Whether it's Putin saying Kerry's lying, our Secretary of State, or talking about Syria and we should have no business intervening in Syria, or the president talking about Ed Snowden, or talking about Russia and where they fall in the Syrian conflict, because remember, Russia is tight with Syria. So that's a little strange, I think, for both of them. Hey, how you doing? They clasp each other, give a big handshake. I doubt it. Probably went the other way. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. FBI agents track a team of illusionists who pull off bank heists during their performances and reward their audiences with money. Now You See Me stars Jesse Eisenberg and Morgan Freeman. The true story of Richard Kuklinski, a notorious contract killer and family man. The Iceman stars Michael Shannon, Winona Ryder and David Schwimmer. The city of Salem, Massachusetts is visited by a coven of ancient witches. The Lord of Salem stars Sherry Moon Zombie. Wallace Avery is tired of being a loser. Once a hotshot in the world of competitive amateur golf, Wallace is dubbed the choker when he hit the pro circuit. Unable to shake off a monumental loss of nerve on the greens, Wallace retired from the pro tour and slipped into the ranks of the quietly desperate. Arthur Newman stars Colin Firth, Emily Blunt and Anne Heche. After failing to get into the police academy, Chris Potamides settles for a job as a security guard at the Empire State Armored Truck Company. He makes the mistake of mentioning the company's lax security to his best friend Eddie and is unwittingly drawn into an elaborate scheme to rob the abundant amounts of cash being stored there, resulting in the largest cash heist in US history. Empire State stars Dwayne Johnson and Liam Hemsworth. TV series out this week include Criminal Minds Season 8, the first season of Da Vinci's Demons, Haven Season 3, and Spartacus, War of the Damned. I thought with the return of the NFL this week that it was only fitting lace up the boots and kick that old pigskin. The Blind Side was the 2009 film starring Sandra Bullock and country music legend Tim McGraw. The movie talks about the real-life story of NFL player Michael Orr, who would come from the depths of despair in Memphis, Tennessee, and become adopted by a rich white family portrayed by Bullock and McGraw. This is a heart-touching film, definitely one of the best sports films ever made, and one Sandra Bullock the Oscar for Best Actress. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
All right, great job as always, Jack Alexander, and giving you an idea of what you could catch at the movies in your house instead of going to the movies. And I'll tell you what, so many times, so much better to see them, unless it's a big screen deal and it's a good movie. If that's the case, then that's different. Like Close Circuit was pretty good. That would be a big, good screen movie. or Iron Man or any of those kind of things. Plus, it's good to take the kids or grandkids or hang with your posse, whoever it is you go and see movies with. All right, first one up, let's roll it on Riddick. And that's Vin Diesel, and he's really the star of this. He was left for dead on a sun-scorched planet that appears to be lifeless, and suddenly he is fighting for survival. Sounds like a Vin Diesel movie, doesn't it? I think so. And, you know, if you're a Vin Diesel fan, it might work for you. I think it's a better rental, perhaps. How about this one, 36 Saints?
In every generation, there are 36 individuals chosen by God to carry the suffering of the world and assist those in dire need. The world exists in the merit of the 36 righteous people. Without them, the world we know would fall into chaos, corruption, and eventually darkness.
Innocent
are
young
man's
blood.
They are among us all. Anyone you meet could be one of them.
We got a dead priest in a subway tunnel on 189th and Broadway.
Father Esteban, how he died?
Maybe Halloween, but this don't feel like kids to me.
Or stoned to death.
In every generation, there are 36 individuals chosen by God, Joseph.
This next demon, a prudent one.
The Bible says that when the desecration of idols starts, the righteous shall be killed, that the end of our days are near.
Rather than submitting to her assailancy, Maria Goretti was stabbed to death 14 times by a knife.
You've been told!
You guys are not telling me to believe anything this guy says, are you?
You are the gifted one.
He's just saying I'm making a mess.
Because how many of you actually believe in such a thing as spirits?
Lilith, not Eve, was the first real wife of Adam.
Our ultimate revenge is to destroy the 36 righteous chosen by God.
We gotta find these other kids. Two people in this picture are dead.
I can hear a scream! Baby, I'm coming! She's there!
No!
Wow, serial killer on the loose, looking for kids in Manhattan to go after. certainly nothing like Saint in the word of that, the words in that the title of that movie. We move from that to Occupy Wall Street.
Wall Street! Wall Street!
Told me you're going to be out here as long as it takes to see change in this country. And I told them, you're going to be here a while.
Occupy Wall Street is a movement where we elevate ourselves, the people of the world, as equals in power with the 1%.
The top 1% have experienced dramatic income gains over the last 30 years. Most Americans have not.
It's not about greed, it's about a sense of unfairness.
There are a lot of people that want to work and they just can't find the jobs.
I'm $45,000 in debt and 20 years old.
Their debt is unpayable.
The entire world is fed up with the huge disparity of wealth caused by the present system.
It used to be one man equals one vote, now it's $1 equals one vote.
Corporations are people, my friend. Of course they are.
We need to separate money from politics, taking back the power of the electoral process.
We have a fearful government.
They consider Occupy to be verging on a domestic terrorist threat.
The American dream has turned into a broken promise.
People wake up.
What can we do to restore security for people who are willing to work hard in this country?
They inspired me so much by their conviction that I made a very quick decision that I have to be arrested with them.
Occupy movement is about giving people a voice.
This is the proudest I've ever been to be an American in my life.
It feels like something's finally being done.
All right, pretty self-explanatory. It's taking you through what happened in 2011, Occupy Wall Street, and it's a documentary on it. As I said before, I think the timing is odd on it. If it had come out at the height of it, it might have been a little bit better. This probably will play well on HBO and documentaries, and people might rent it, but I don't think it's going to get a big audience. I don't see a lot of people trudging out to the theaters to go and see it. If you see one of the movies, give us your movie review. Send it to americatonight.net. Hang with us. We're booting it over to the other side.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Very pleased to welcome to the show in our virtual green room right now, Dr. Robert Reneker, and he does something that I think is fascinating. He's a department head of biomedical engineering, and this is at UTD, and they're doing some wild or cutting-edge research, I would say, on the brain. How often have we talked about the brain on this show? And they're taking a different approach, kind of an entrepreneurial approach, to solving medical issues with the brain. Dr. Reneker, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So as you approach this, did I do a good job in describing that? Tell us about the research, the way you're approaching your research on the brain.
So what we know is that the brain is extremely pliable or flexible. It can be modified with learning and behavior. In fact, everything that you've learned, everything that you are, is all stored in your brain somehow. And what we're doing is we're tapping into that ability to learn and to reorganize to treat neurological conditions. And we're partnering with clinicians and companies to develop technologies and therapies that we can move rapidly from the benchtop in our labs to a clinical setting where we're actually doing clinical trials.
Wow. And so the kinds of things that you're working to help patients with, is it things like patients, for example, who have lost a limb?
Yeah. So what we know is that, say you listen to your iPod too loud and you have damage to your ear, you're going to have a lack of input from that part of your ear to your brain. And that part of your brain is going to be sitting there going, I don't have any information coming in. So the surrounding regions are going to move in, and they're going to become hyperexcited, and it's going to generate something called tinnitus, which is the perception of the sound when there's no sound there. And what we do is we have a therapy we've developed where it shrinks that area back down to reduce tinnitus. And there's a similar thing that happens with an amputation. So when a patient loses a limb, there's a lack of input from where that limb was. That part of the brain that usually processes that information says, and there's no input, the surrounding regions move in, and you get something called phantom limb pain. And so the therapy is designed to be able to reorganize and reshape the brain to treat the bad plasticity that occurred after the accident. And at the same time, we're developing therapies for things like stroke, where if you have a loss of part of your brain, maybe we can move functions of your brain from one area to another to help you regain same function in your arm that was lost due to that stroke. So there's, you can imagine there's a wide range of applications for this since we are our brains.
I'll tell you, one area, too, and I don't know if this is something down the road for you, but as you know, Doc, it's such a big problem, Alzheimer's, dementia. Any possibility of using technology in your research to work in this direction eventually?
So we are actually doing some knockout models in animals where you basically genetically modify the animals so they get those disorders. And we're looking at, I don't know that we can actually prevent them from occurring, but we may be able to slow their progression. So we know that, you know, through exercising your brain and things like that, there are ways you can reduce the onset of some of these disorders. And so we're hoping we take the therapies that have already been shown to work and we add our technology to that to try to slow that down even to a greater extent. So I don't see us solving that problem. I think that's a much more complicated and a much more difficult problem. But I'm not as enthusiastic about us being able to solve that in the next 20 years, but I think we could extend the quality of life for patients who are suffering from those disorders.
Oh, terrific. What about, there's something as somebody was explaining to me that you're working on called visible speech. Explain your visible speech project. What does that mean?
Okay, so if you have some sort of brain damage, whether that's a traumatic brain injury from getting hit in the head from playing football, or if you were in Iraq and you were near an IED, or you had a stroke, what can happen is you can lose control of your tongue. Just like if you have a stroke and you lose control of your arm, you can actually lose control of the muscles that control your tongue. And also you can't, sometimes you lose sensation, so you can't actually feel where your tongue is in your mouth. And so patients that have this disorder, which is called dysarthria, are unable to produce speech. They can't talk. They can understand speech, and they can hear it just fine, but they can't produce it. So we've developed a system where we put a set of sensors on the tongue, and then we project a picture or an animation of their tongue, an avatar or a 3D frame model like you see in the movies, on a screen for them to see their own tongue. And inside that tongue is a position inside of a 3D head model, and as they turn their head and move their tongue, they can actually see where their tongue is in space. And then the therapist can work with them to position their tongue correctly to make sounds, to make speech sounds. And so it's a way to provide visual feedback for patients who are struggling and trying to recover from speech therapy.
Wow, very, very cool. Are you finding that, obviously the word is starting to spread. Are you seeing that more people are becoming aware of the research that you're doing and how far you're really trying to push this and the results you're seeing and ultimately, you know, what the goals are? In other words, are you starting to get recognized? Is the program really being recognized for what you're doing?
So I think in the scientific world, people recognize the power of what we're doing. And if you watch TV, you'll see commercials like, Posit Science, and there's other companies with brain training, those
yeah.
sorts of things. And those are mental exercises that probably use some of the same parameters that we're using to improve cognitive function. But we're basically putting that whole system on steroids with our therapy. And the clinicians recognize that the potential there, because currently if you have a stroke or some other neurological disorder, there's not a lot they can do for you. Doctors will put you on medications to treat the phantom limb pain or the chronic pain or whatever it might be, but they know they really can't cure you. So this is the first time in history, we believe, where there's an opportunity to actually cure neurological conditions by reorganizing the brain. And the way one of my colleagues describes it, it's sort of like the development of the vaccine, where before the vaccine, you would get some virus or bacterial infection, and it would basically kill you because your body didn't have the ability to fight it off. But if you were exposed to it with the polio vaccine or one of these other vaccines, your body develops an immunity, and this is called a plastic system. The immune system adapts. And in the same way, we've developed a technology that basically allows you to adapt and allows your brain to adapt to these neurologic conditions. And so we view it in that same light, that it's similar to the revolution that occurred with the development of vaccines.
Wow. All right, we're speaking with Dr. Reniker, and we're talking about the brain is so important. You know, we just saw this in the NFL. They had a big settlement because of the amount of hits players were taking and some of the diseases that they were developing, like ALS, Parkinson's, and whatnot. There still is, or certainly was, and you're right in the middle of this, very little that we knew about the brain. Isn't that, do you think that's true? Like, especially when it comes to athletics, I guess this is a different kind of discussion, but people either chose to ignore it or didn't realize what was happening, but now, is this just an awesome thing that people are focusing on the importance of the brain and the things that happen to the brain?
Yeah, well, so part of the reason that there hasn't been a great focus is by the time you see the onset of dementia or Alzheimer's, there's a large portion of the brain that's actually been damaged. And so you can actually sustain a lot of damage to your brain, and your brain is designed to adapt and reorganize. And so you may not see deficits. So I know when my grandmother, she had Alzheimer's and she passed away from it. But during the process, we could see her slowly cognitively decline, but it didn't occur until she was about 82. But I guarantee you, if I had the technology at the time and we were able to image her brain, I could have told you probably 5 or 10 years before that she had some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's just because of the structure of her brain was changing. But it was able to adapt. And now we're starting to realize, same with these players and a lot of these kids that are in these very aggressive sports, that hitting your head multiple times is probably a bad thing. And we're not sure why. So there are studies that have instrumented football players and looked at the amount of force that's been imparted on their head. And it doesn't seem to be correlated with whether you had a concussion or not. There seems to be something else, and we just don't understand it. And part of the reason is the brain's just so complex. So you have a billion neurons, and you have 100 trillion connections between those neurons. And it's those connections that really determine how the brain functions. And so it's a very, very complex thing. And we're at the infancy of understanding how the brain functions. We know where functions are. We have some ideas of gross functions, but we really do not understand it at all.
Do you foresee, Dr. Reniker, a time where, I mean, wouldn't this be wild, where people would actually go and occasionally get a photograph of their brain, go get like a brain checkup? I know that's probably way down the road, but it's kind of like getting a full-on checkup of a different sort when you go to the Mayo Clinic or wherever and they look at all parts of your body. But do you foresee that maybe there'll be a time where we actually have a brain checkup, almost like eye checkups and whatnot?
I know with Obama's initiative that they're talking about trying to do something like that, and I don't know what kind of information you would actually get from that, but I can tell you what we're doing, and in part with some football teams, we're developing a neurotriage system. Basically, it's a device you wear, and it does a series of tests that examine your neurological function. And it gives us sort of a snapshot of how your brain's functioning. And the idea is we do this test before you go out on the football field or whatever sport you're playing. And then if you sustain a hit of some kind, we can pull you over, do the test real quick, and get a sense for the neurological status of the patient. And then the idea is we probably can't prevent these, NFL players are going to bang their heads against each other. You're not going to stop that, but you may be able to stop the damage by saying, okay, well, you had this kind of hit. You need to come out of the game for a day or a week and give your brain a chance to recover before you get back in. So I don't. The brain is so complex, I don't see a day you're going to image every synapse and every connection, but I do see a day where we're going to be able to assess neurological function in a much more tightly controlled manner, that is going to provide us a way to help prevent further damage.
Very, very cool. Dr. Robert Reniker, thanks so much. Doing some wild research at the Texas Biomedical Device Center at UTD. Thanks. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You was manifested in an egg, developed in the womb, born out of a moon belly, first day of doom, crying out like you wanna be put back in there, maybe later in the incubator for more care.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Segment for this hour of America Tonight, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. But first, a big warm welcome to WRIK, 7:50 a.m. in Paducah, Kentucky. Woohoo! They just started airing America Tonight. I've said this before, we have some great affiliates that have been through us with thick and thin, meaning, you know, the broadcast business is shrinking. But we have terrific affiliates. I'm excited about Paducah. I have been to Paducah, Kentucky. I went to school in Ohio University, and I actually know some people from there, and we've traveled through there. I mentioned this before, but Paducah has these cool murals on these flood walls that they have, and it tells the story of the town, and it's a quaint town. They have a quilting, oh, I don't know if I'm want to call it a museum, but an incredible quilting exhibit. Maybe it is a museum. And it's a cool, cool, cool town. And it's a town that I've been through and been in many times in my life, but especially during those Ohio University days and spending time in and around, you know, Kentucky. So thanks to Phil Reeder and the people there at 7:50 a.m. in Paducah, Kentucky. If you're listening to me in Paducah, shout out at 855-266-5283 or send us a note, americatonight.net. NFL season kicks off officially with a Thursday night game, and it was all Peyton Manning. It really was. The Broncos thrashed the Super Bowl champs, the Ravens, and so all the talk about, ooh, concussions. You know, we were just talking about head traumas with Dr. Reniker there, and Peyton Manning certainly has been through his share of that. So a lot of people thought that he was perhaps done, and that was the parting of the ways with the Colts. He ends up with the Broncos, and this year could be the year for Peyton Manning. He certainly looked like it in this first game, throwing the deep balls and hitting a new teammate, Wes Welker, just good stuff all the way around, and he really spread the ball around. The final score was 49-27. So this is the beginning of the NFL. And a quick reminder that as much as we rant and rave about Syria and the nonsense happening in and out of Washington, or what isn't happening, because they're not even going to pass 20 new laws this year, and how it affects you in your backyards, and also what does affect you, all that kind of stuff, and some of the great interviews we have. We do take a break and have a little fun. Your chance to win some swag from America Tonight when we do nail the score on Wednesday into Thursday. It's in our third hour for three segments. So a reminder, even if you have one eye open but you can form a sentence, it's so fun. It's like picking lottery numbers. The computer randomly picks the game of the week, and you just have to say what team you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. And you don't have to be a statistician. You just come up with some kind of scoring guess, and you could be a winner. Dave in Vermont was a winner last time out. Chris in Connecticut. Shocking, because I've done this for a while. I have so much fun with it that I haven't had winners. But here on America Tonight, over the past 5 years, I've had two winners. So how about that? Pretty big. All right, time for Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. All right, Joe in Illinois says, Kate, I can't believe I'm actually sending this to you. In fact, I will confess I have been a listener of yours for a long time, but I've never sent an email or I've never called. But anyway, dumb things. Throw this one into the heat for me, will you? So I was fixing the plumbing in the kitchen. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? I took off my wedding ring. I put it on the side of the sink. It fell in. I don't know where it fell. I'm taking apart everything. I know a lot about plumbing, but I cannot find this wedding ring. And my poor wife, I don't even know how to tell her. I put a Band-Aid around my finger so that she wouldn't really notice about the ring. And, of course, she noticed, and I said I just cut myself and I'd put the ring aside. But I don't think that's going to work for much longer. It's been a few days. Any advice? Oh, well, this isn't Dear Abby. You just got to man up. You're just going to have to say, you're not going to believe what a dumb thing I did. Here I was messing around with the plumbing, and instead of putting my ring someplace else, you know, when you're jarring things around, you don't think about it. And somehow it flew out somewhere, and I don't know, it could be under the sink, in the floorboards, who knows where it is. I actually lost an engagement ring, and so I can relate if you want to feel better about that. I was at a spring training game. I was covering spring training of Major League Baseball team, the Rangers, and the ring was a little bit too big. So I didn't really think anything about it, but the ring got lost. I have no idea. It's buried in the sands somewhere in Fort Myers, I have a feeling. I don't know. It was because it was there. It's probably the complex was maybe, I want to say it was the Red Sox at the time, the Red Sox facility. It was like a mile from the beach or something, but I it slipped off my finger. So I understand. That's a rough call to make. You know that ring? I'm glad it was insured. because I don't know where the ring is. A lot of people lose their... I've got people listening to this. How many men out there listening have lost wedding rings? I bet there's plenty of you that have lost wedding rings. And usually it's something stupid. You know, you took it off, you can't misplace it, or you were doing something and you took the ring off and put it down somewhere doing something athletic, and then that was it. You couldn't find it, you couldn't find it any longer. All right, we got another one. This one comes to us from Bob, who's listening to us in Florida. How about that? And Bob says, Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done, fun new segment. I'll tell you what I did. I went out, and I was out in the Gulf, and I was in a small skiff. Thought I had plenty of gas, and guess what? I ran out. I was fishing, dropping some lines, having a good time. I broke my rules. Usually I'm with one of my buddies or my son, but I went by myself, and then I had no gas. I ran out of gas because I didn't calculate correctly. So let's just say it was really hellacious for me to get back in, and kind of scary in the end. It's a little bit dark. I was a little bit weary. I did make it back, but it took me a long time because I drifted way out, and I was lucky to find myself getting into a position where I could actually step back on land. Wow. So that sounds like you were way, way, way out there, way past the rock piles. And it's easy to do, you know, sometimes, that happens to people. That's why you really, it's better to have two people if you go down in the deeper waters. But however far out he was, you start to lose that horizon, and then you have no gas. Ooh, that's tricky. Then you're what? You have one paddle, or you have two paddles if you're lucky, and you're paddling in. Oh, that's bad. That's rough. And that's why they say that. That's like even with snorkeling now with these shark attacks and Hawaii and in Florida, even they've had some problems, that it's always better if you're with somebody else. But the same thing for boating, because you never know what can happen. And plenty of people go out in boats by themselves and go crabbing or fishing or, you know, whatever, and you're probably laughing at that. But so much better if you have someone with you. So that's more than a dumb thing. That's a scary thing to be out there and run out of gas. You got to really and usually people take, which I'm surprised, I don't know, he didn't explain that. But usually they take, depending on the boat, he described it as a skiff, but they would have a can of gasoline. You'd have another, you know, plastic thing of gas that you could use, but he must not have had that. Or maybe that went dry and he didn't, that was it for the gas. He didn't have any gas. He's having such a good old time, he didn't even realize how much gasoline that he used. All right, if you have a dumb thing you shouldn't have done, please send it to me at americatonight.net. At the end of the month, we pick the best one, and woohoo, you win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.